Hi there, everyone. I'm Mike.
And I'm Angeline. So today we're going to read about Meet the Wongs.
That's right. It's everyone's favorite family, the Wongs. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Wong and the kids are always doing something fun, exciting, and interesting. And they're also a great way for us to learn some good English. So
yeah.
I think it's time to check out this month's adventure of Meet the Wongs.
Meet the Wongs.
It takes two to tango.
Mom, where's Dad?
Yeah, he's never around. He hasn't driven us to and from school in a long time.
Dad has clients visiting from Japan, so he's busy entertaining them. He said he'd be back for dinner today.
You're still up?
I thought you'd be back for dinner today. I cooked your share.
After the meeting, the clients asked us to go out for some drinks.
I wish you had the decency to call me. I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
I didn't get the chance. They kept asking me to drink.
I understand you need to spend time with your clients. However, you can't forget your family.
It's late and I'm exhausted. Let's talk tomorrow.
Word power!
Drive, 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 drove, driven. My dad used to drive us to school every day. My dad used to drive us to school every day. Busy, busy. Kelly was too busy to answer the telephone. Kelly was too busy to answer the telephone. Share, share. Everyone paid for their share of the bill. Everyone paid for their share of the bill. Ask, ask. I would like to ask you to have dinner with us this Saturday. I would like to ask you to have dinner with us this Saturday. So Mrs. Wong and the kids are having dinner.
Okay, dinner is good.
Yeah.
Dinner is the time when we eat at the end of the day. Maybe your family eats dinner together if everyone's home on time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
So Mr. Wong has been working late recently.
Oh, so maybe he's not there.
Yeah, the kids have not seen their father in a while.
Oh.
I guess because maybe he gets up earlier than them and then he gets off work after they've gone to bed.
That's right.
So
some dads do, and moms do have those jobs that keep them away from home during dinner time. That's true.
Yeah, so Timmy asks, Mom, where's Dad?
Okay, good question. Where's Dad? He wants to know. And Jimmy says, yeah, he's never around. All right, so remember, Timmy and Jimmy are brothers. If someone is never around, they're never home or they're never where you are.
Mm-hmm.
He says he hasn't driven us to and from school in a long time. Okay, so this is sort of one of the family traditions or the usual activities of the family. It's normal or usual for Dad to drive the kids to school in the morning and from school in the afternoon or the evening. And of course, if you're driving something, that means you are basically telling a car where to go. You are in control of the car. You're sitting down behind the wheel. You've got the wheel in your hands, your feet on the pedals. and you're driving, stopping, turning, all of that a car action is under your control. Of course, you have to be older to drive a car, and you have to take a test and get your license. But if you do that, then you're allowed to drive a car just like Mr. Wong is. For example, we could say, my dad used to drive us to school every day. My dad used to drive us to school every day. We should point out that you can also drive a bus, a truck, all sorts of things. An airplane, though, you fly an airplane. But we could even use driving a train, driving a boat. I guess you could do that. But most commonly, of course, we talk about motorcycles. You drive your motorcycle, you drive your car, or drive a bus or truck.
And then Mrs. Wong says, Dad has clients visiting from Japan, so he's busy entertaining them. So a client is a person who gets services or advice from a professional person, company, or organization. Simply put, a client is a customer of the company or an organization. We use the word customer to refer to people who buy something from a shop. And a client, on the other hand, pays for service. For example, a lawyer has clients, not customers. And when you go get your haircut, you would be a client, you wouldn't be a customer.
Okay. So you're not actually buying a thing, you're buying someone's help or their time or something like that. Okay.
We also see a word power word in this sentence, busy. If you are busy, you are working hard and have a lot of things to do.
That's right.
Here is an example sentence. Kelly was too busy to answer the telephone. Kelly was too busy to answer the telephone.
Maybe she was working hard or in the kitchen and her hands were too full or something like that. So you don't have a lot of free time when you're busy. Interesting.
So what is Mr. Wong busy doing with his clients?
Okay.
He's entertaining them by taking the company's clients somewhere to have a meal and drinks.
Okay.
You have to be a good host to your guests, right?
Yeah, absolutely, especially in business.
Exactly. This is important when clients come and visit you. It can make or break a business deal.
That's true. It's very important in certain types of business. Also, in certain parts of the world, it's more important. I think in Asia, in Taiwan, Japan, Korea, it's very, very common for business people to finish the working day, but then continue sort of their business talk at dinner and after dinner, something like that. So, of course, if your job means that you have to meet these clients and entertain them, getting home for dinner is hard sometimes.
Yeah, Mrs. Wong then says, he said he'd be back for dinner today.
Oh, so she's probably a little disappointed too. Of course, remember, Mrs. Wong then has to also prepare dinner and take care of the kids all by herself. So it's extra work for her. Well, all right, the scenario changes, the situation changes. Now it's much later that night. It's past midnight, so it's 12 a.m., 12:30, 1 a.m. in the morning. Mr. Wong comes home. He's had a lot to drink, so he's probably not feeling very well, and he's feeling tired. Mrs. Wong is folding the clothes as she waits for her husband to come home. So she's doing the laundry. She's doing housework at home, and she's also up very late. So she probably wants to talk to Mr. Wong. He's surprised to see her because it's so late. He says, "You're still up?" Meaning you're still awake, you're not asleep in bed?
Mrs. Wong then says, I thought you'd be back for dinner today.
Everyone did.
He probably said that he was going to be back. I cooked your share.
That means she cooked extra food for him to eat, but he didn't eat it.
Right, so we are familiar with the word share as a verb. However, in this sentence, share is a noun.
That's right, yeah.
Share refers to the part of something you own or are responsible for. For example, if you go out to eat dinner with your friends, you will divide the total of the bill to the number of people who went.
Okay. Right? Absolutely.
So here's an example sentence for this scenario. Everyone paid for their share of the bill.
Okay. We can also talk about things being a share, right? If you have a piece of a pizza and there's 8 pieces and 4 people, that means everyone's share will be 2 pieces of pizza. It's an equally divided amount for all of the people there. Now, Mr. Wong says, well, after the meeting, the clients asked us to go out for some drinks. So they finished the meeting, the business part, but then the clients asked them, the other people in Mr. Wong's company, to go out for some drinks, to go have some drinks in a pub or restaurant or something like that. To ask is basically to, well, try to get someone to do something for you, to sort of say, hey, can you help me? Can I ask you a question? It's always in the form of a question. It could be anything from, you know, what time is it, to can you drive me to the airport next week? But it basically means you're trying to get someone's help, and by asking them, you're putting forward your idea, the help that you need, and you're hoping, of course, that they will say, yes, I can help you, or yes, I will do that with you.
It can also be an invitation to invite somebody.
Invitation.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's, of course, always in the form of a question.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say, I would like to ask you to have dinner with us this Saturday. I would like to ask you to have dinner with us this Saturday. And, of course, you hope they'll say, yes, I'd love to have dinner.
Mrs. Wang said, I wish you had the decency to call me.
Ooh.
I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the word decency is a noun, and it refers to the polite, honest, and moral behavior and attitudes that show respect for other people.
Ah, okay.
As such, you would use this word when people are being rude or disrespectful to you. Here is an example. If you made plans to have dinner with your friend, but she didn't show up or didn't call you, you would be furious,
You'd be
right?
very angry. You wasted your time standing around the restaurant waiting for your friend.
So you would be furious or angry because she didn't even have the decency to tell you she wasn't coming.
It was very rude and impolite behavior.
Mm-hmm. We also saw the phrase stay up, which means to go to bed later than usual.
That's right. You might stay up to watch a movie or stay up to wait for your husband to come home because you're angry with him. Mr. Wang says, I didn't get the chance. They kept asking me to drink, right? He didn't have the decency. He wasn't polite and call his wife. He says, well, I didn't get the chance. There was no free time. Every time he thought, oh, I should go talk to my wife or call my wife, someone said, hey, you know, ganbei or something like that. So he had to go back to the party, go back to the clients and make sure that they were having fun. Well, I guess that's true, but Mr. Wang, they have smartphones. You could write a message or something like that. I don't know.
Mrs. Wang says, I understand you need to spend time with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can't forget your family.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to hurt his heart a little bit because it's true. He was kind of forgetting his family. He didn't do the decent or the right polite thing and call his wife. Well, Mr. Wang, we don't know what he feels about this. He just says, it's late and I'm exhausted. It's late at night. I'm exhausted. I'm really, really tired. Let's talk tomorrow. In some ways, that's a good idea because they say with you, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, people who are close to you, you shouldn't fight when it's late and you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
You should kind of go to bed, you know, let yourself calm down and, you know, talk about it in the morning when things are a little clearer. And that's what we're going to have to do, too. We're going to find out more about the Wangs, but we'll have to wait until tomorrow morning, just like they will, because it's the end of the first part of our article.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be back after this short break.
So we mentioned earlier about how, well, Mike mentioned that it's a bad idea to start fighting in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I also think it was a bad idea because Mr. Wang had a lot to drink.
That's true. He did.
When you drink a lot of alcohol, right, it sometimes changes your attitude.
Absolutely.
If we could say that. Yeah. So he might get angry easily.
That's
he might not even be listening to what she has to say.
Absolutely. And because he's had a little bit too much to drink, a little bit too much alcohol, as Angeline said, of course, this is something only adults should be doing.
Right.
But yeah, it does change your personality, and it also makes you less, well, it makes your mind less sharp, right?
Right.
You might forget things. You might not really listen to people. So if Mrs. Wang really wants to talk about something that is hurting her, it's important stuff. So Mr. Wang would really want to pay attention to his wife and not be like, you're right, honey. Okay, sorry, honey.
Absolutely.
You know, because she wouldn't really feel like he's listening. So that's another good point, yeah. Don't fight with people at night. They say don't fight with people in the bedroom or in a relaxed part of your house. You know, go somewhere else because you want certain places in your house and certain times in your day to be about being restful and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly bedtime is not the time to fight with people. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow when hopefully Mr. and Mrs. Wang will make things all better between them. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
I stayed up the whole night waiting for you. I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
I'm sorry for keeping you up so late. I promise not to do it again.
I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
I thought I told you not to wait for me. You need to stop worrying so much.
I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
I'm sorry for keeping you up so late. I promise not to do it again.
I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
I thought I told you not to wait for me. You need to stop worrying so much.
The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game.
The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 我们人总是有遇到比自己聪明的人的时候，对吧？像我以前在班上啊，觉得自己英文真的很不错，但后来竟被一个同学打败了。哎，这种用智力打败别人的说法，英文要怎么说呢？我们一起来看看今天的小聚会。The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game. The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game.意思呢，就是这名西洋棋选手凭着机智击败对手而赢得比赛。Chess 就是西洋棋的意思，就是有国王、皇后、主教那种棋子。那 chess player 就像 baseball player 一样，指的就是选手。Opponent 这个字比较难一点，意思是对手、敌人。那重点来啦，什么是 outfox 呢？你是不是从这个字里面看到 fox 狐狸啦？狐狸在童话故事里的特色不是很聪明，就是很狡猾。out 这个字首有比别人好的意思，所以 fox 前面加了 out 就变成比狐狸还聪明。 outfox 这个动词指的就是用智力赢过别人啦。说到这里，我们来猜猜另外一个字的意思。 smart 是什么意思勒？没错，就是聪明的。那么我们一样加上 out 会变成什么意思呢？你不错哦， outsmart 跟 outfox 意思是一样的，都是比别人聪明的意思啦。最后我们来复习一遍今天的句子。 The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game. 今天还顺便学到了 out 字首的意思呢，是不是很不错啊？小聚我们下次见咯，拜拜。
The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game.
The chess player outfoxed his opponent and won the game.
It takes two to tangle.
Mom, where's Dad?
Yeah, he's never around. He hasn't driven us to and from school in a long time.
Dad has clients visiting from Japan, so he's busy entertaining them. He said he'd be back for dinner today.
You're still up?
I thought you'd be back for dinner today. I cooked your share.
After the meeting, the clients asked us to go out for some drinks.
I wish you had the decency to call me. I stayed up the whole night waiting for you.
I didn't get the chance. They kept asking me to drink.
I understand you need to spend time with your clients. However,You can't forget your family.
It's late and I'm exhausted. Let's talk tomorrow.
Drive. Drive. Drive, drove, driven. My dad used to drive us to school every day. My dad used to drive us to school every day.Busy, busy. Kelly was too busy to answer the telephone. Kelly was too busy to answer the telephone. Share, share. Everyone paid for their share of the bill. Everyone paid for their share of the bill. Ask. Ask. I would like to ask you to have dinner with us this Saturday. I would like to ask you to have dinner with us this Saturday.